The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Everyone, welcome to the Tara and Johnny podcast. Honey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm back in L.A. This weekend was sort of a whirlwind, but how are you?
I'm fine. But before we get into, like, the weekend or anything that's happened to us, I really have something I need to get off my chest.
Oh, no. Bracing myself.
Mommy had a revelation.
What?
So, you know how tired we were this weekend from our work with NBC as commentators. So I was laying on the couch on Sunday, and I was unable to stand up and walk the three steps to grab a clicker to watch anything other than football.
Okay.
And I had a full-on, like, life plan eureka moment.
What? With football? Not
this week, but next. I will commence training to be an NFL kicker.
Wow. I mean,
you don't sound very enthusiastic about it.
I'm just envisioning it.
I mean, who knows? Like, I could be the greatest kicker of NFL history. I could kick balls for Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. I could be an Eagle.
I
could be a
Steeler,
for Christ's sake.
So much that I feel like during the draft, you would have to have a very certain strategy to make sure that you're on his team.
Well, I mean, the New England Patriots would be my team of choice because I love Rob Gronkowski. But they already have, like, a very fancy Polish kicker who's very good. He's got the – I already researched this. Honey, I'm, like, hell-bent on becoming an NFL-drafted kicker.
I mean, this would be really cool. I'm just going to put it out there. I think you could do it. And I could just see you doing it. And it would just make
prancing onto the field. Can you imagine? Like, I already deal with enough anti-gay and anti-Johnny stuff on the regular. Imagine if I joined the NFL and I had to play, like, in very difficult places with all those difficult, like, tailgating fans.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd really send people into a tailspin.
Well, that's a great, you know,
a great new goal
for you.
And I will hopefully document it for television because it'll be funny. But, like, I'm hellbent. I want to practice for a couple weeks and see if I can actually do it.
Right.
Because I think, like, I'm really strong. My legs and my glutes are very strong. Like, I can lift my own luggage. And, like, I think I'd be a fantastic kicker. So that's my new life plan. I hope you're on board.
I'm on board. I'll be there in just screaming for you.
I would hope so. But, I mean, you and I are going to have to start, like, randomly, like, commentating figure skating competitions
on
the side
to
keep up with
coach?
My schedule. I don't know how much you know about football.
Kicking, though. You just specifically want to be a kicker, though. Do you have to know anything else as a kicker?
Nope. So, I mean, a lot of the kickers are soccer players and stuff.
I could handle a kick.
Do you know how many men I've kicked in the groin in my life? Anyway, this weekend we covered Skate Canada.
Yes. I had a quick turnaround. So I left Los Angeles at like 2 p.m., got into JFK. Terry and I were on the same flight, met you at the Sheraton, slept in that very strange hotel, and woke up at 2:30, 3:30. What was it? Our call time was like 3:30.
You woke up at 2:47.
Yes. I give myself exactly 10 minutes.
But the thing was, like, you and I traveled separately because I live on this coast and you do not. So I got to the hotel slightly earlier than you. And I was like, you know what? I'll just go to bed like as soon as the sun goes down and all will be well. So before I went to bed, I had ordered room service because I hadn't eaten. We'll get to that. But I hadn't eaten. So I was like, I'm going to get a salad. I'm going to treat myself since it's Saturday. And it's the Saturday before Halloween. Everyone is, like, out dressed up as sexy kittens. And I am stuck in a hotel room. So I'm going to give myself, like, a fried chicken moment on top of my salad. Mm. So I did full-on Southern fried chicken salad. But I got really excited about it. And then I was trying to do an Instagram to everyone, just being like, hey, guys, like, I am going to bed early. Like, you're all partying. I have to work. I hope you appreciate it. Like, I was just being, like, a condescending asshole. And I had no idea because I was so focused on making sure the chicken finger and my face were in the frame and I was laying on a bed. I had no idea that my naked ass was out for the entire video and didn't even pay attention and posted it.
Right. And I'm on the plane. Okay. I'm on the plane at this point. I see this Instagram and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. No.
What do
no,
I do? No. So I text you and I'm like, oh, crap. Is he already asleep? He needs to take this down ASAP. So that's what happened.
So anyway, like that's what had to happen in literally within 5 minutes of posting the thing. And I have everything turned off on my phone. I get no notifications. Nothing pops through. Like I hate all of that because usually I make good choices. But when there's a chicken finger involved, it definitely like
you make bad choices.
I make bad choices and I get distracted easily. So I got like messages from both my parents, which is kind of mortifying because they haven't seen my ass, I don't think, since I was just a small baby or if they've watched my television program. And like my ass is nice and it's perfectly sellable and it's great. But like Instagram isn't the place for it. So you plus my parents, my web team and my manager all wrote within 5 minutes. So luckily I got it down and then I had to post something. Well, I chose to post something. This is when I'm like halfway to Sleepy Town. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea my ass was out. And then I ended up deleting that too because I didn't want to draw attention to the fact that I had my ass on there originally. Social media is just a terrible thing. But before we get into the rest of Skate Canada, I said about my web team. So there's a funny like weekly report I get where.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have people because I don't have time, nor do I care that much to look into like what is being said about me anywhere, because in general, I don't care. It doesn't have a lot of impact on my life. Just let me go to work. Let me go kick the balls. And, you know, that's kind of how I roll. But I get a weekly report if there's anything like people rising up in fandom or people writing negative things. Like
just to it's be good. In the know, is that why?
I don't even read the report all the time, but sometimes like I do just so that I know what's out there. And if somebody in any situation comes up to me and is like, hey, you suck and here's why, at least I'll know why they think that.
Right. Okay.
So this
I like
week,
to be kept in the dark.
Yeah, I know. Like it's just best not to know.
Yep.
But this week, I usually get this report on a Friday. And this week, I got one. There's, like, some crazy fandom in figure skating.
Oh, boy.
And there are some people that, you know, everyone – well, now with the internet, everyone's got a blog or a vlog or a podcast or an internet show or, you know, whatever they do. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
So, honey, I don't know if you remember, but – you know, this situation from this weekend, it reminded me of that time. Remember when all the, like, those crazy skating people were trying to get me fired a couple of years ago?
Yeah. I mean, not that that could happen, but I do remember. I remember getting a call and being like, nobody messes with my Johnny. Nobody.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what? There's so much weirdness that goes on and so much jealousy, like, there were all these stories being written about me and my personal life and things that were going on, you know, in relation to my divorce. And these people kind of rose up and decided to take it upon themselves to get me fired because I wasn't worthy.
And they thought they could call me.
Yeah, they thought they could call you and get you
bad,
on their side.
Bad decision. Bad decision on their part.
Because then obviously within 5 minutes, I knew that they'd called you.
Oh, yeah.
And we took care of it, thank God. But you know, I had that same sort of sensation, pit of my stomach, where I was just like, you do not come in my house and disrespect my woman.
I feel the same way. You know what's funny? Because, like, when it's about, I mean, we're so used to it at this point. So I do not care if someone says something about me. If they say something about you, it gets under my skin. I feel like I need to go speak with them and set them straight. It's like a very, it's a crazy feeling I have.
it's very motherly.
Yes.
And like
mommy hates it. Mommy will kill you.
Mommy will tie a telephone wire around your neck and watch you slowly die. Yeah, so this situation, like I in general don't really respond or feel like a part of my own dramas, because like, what am I going to gain from it? Nothing, aside right. from like a couple gray hairs. But when it's you, I get really upset and I get very angry.
Aww,
and just want to protect
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, no, thanks to you too, because you've totally prepared me for my future as a footballer.
Yes.
And but anyway, like, it just got me thinking about this whole the whole idea of jealousy that's out there in the world, and people that, you know, want to bring other people down for whatever reason. And you know,
it's so sad.
It is.
It really is.
Every human life, like, there are ridiculous things about each person's life that you can make fun of and make seem derogatory or make
right.
seem bad.
But
whether you're rich or poor, fat or thin, like, you can always be made to look bad
right.
or look like a joke.
But most people, like, make fun of themselves, too. So I never understand this, because, like, they will come – I feel like if you ever get bad comments, I feel like they're always, like, something that you, like, make fun of yourself for that you know is not really, you know, that – true or real. So I always get a kick out of it. Sometimes when I get the messages, they go to my group chat of friends, they go to you, they go to Todd Cap. I get a real kick out of it.
Who sent
capping. It makes me laugh. And then afterwards I'm like, oh, I feel sort of sad for them that they spend this time to do this, but hey.
Especially the ones that make
funny.
Whole blogs and vlogs and all that stuff about
it. It's a lot of time that they
It's
spend.
A lot of time you took. I mean, there's this troll that sits on my Instagram and your Instagram and our joint Instagram uh-huh. that will just like constantly just call me a cross-dresser. And I'm like, first of all, why is that a bad thing? Second of all,
I'll show you, like, and I'm showing up in a mini dress next week.
No, I will show you full man in a dress next time. You just wait. I have got no shame, and I'm not scared of you. But, you know, it's funny, like, because, I mean, you and I have both been in the public eye for so long, and I was thinking about it because now that I'm Team Lipinski pretty much, like, I also get the wrath of a lot of people. Like, I'm going to throw it out there, honey, and get ready.
Okay.
Because there's this whole group of people that despise you because
I
you
know.
Beat Michelle Kwan for the Olympic title 20 years ago.
How sad is that? I never understand that. I have Michelle's number. Like, next time I am just going to, like, text her and we're going to laugh about it. Because I've seen her so many times. We've run into each other. We just ran into each other. Like, we are completely good.
Yeah.
Even
I mean,
20
there's no
years
hate.
Ago, we had our lives planned out. We were competing against each other, but we were still good. But it was obviously a very competitive situation. So it's one of those things where you don't talk. You just are sort of, you know, in your own world. You know that this other person is really good and you know you want to beat them. And when you step on the ice, they are competition. But for a lot of people that aren't, like, competitors or understand, they can't get it around their heads that, like, when you step off, you don't feel that same way.
Yeah.
But I just, it's funny, 20 years later, you
oh,
know?
The messages you get. I mean,
so
I'll look at our
hilarious.
Joint Twitter, and it's just like, it's just people like, you should go to hell because you beat Michelle. And I'm just like, okay, first of all, like, ma'am, sir, child, whoever you may be, that was 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Like,
calm down.
Gosh, I couldn't imagine getting so involved in, you know, two athletes' lives that 20 years later.
No.
I mean, even if I lost the Olympics and was in 29th place, 20 years later, I'd be like, cool, I'm getting married. I have a
yeah.
life. Like,
great. I got
awesome
a new handbag.
That I went to the Olympics. Cool things.
Like, you think very little on a daily basis about, like, that's the funny thing. Because, you know, I had a rivalry that got really, like, kind of pushed to the forefront with Evan Lysacek, who ended up being an Olympic champion. And people were just like always, oh, how much do you hate each other? Have you guys ever had a fist fight? And I was like, I got a new Balenciaga bag yesterday. Haven't thought about Evan for a minute.
Right.
And, it, you know, it's just it's so funny to watch people, especially like because your era of skating was so it was so popular and it was front page news and sold out tours and Michelle Kwan versus Tara Lipinski. It was such a thing. And, you know, I obviously am Team Lipinski, and back in the day, I was Team both of you because I just thought it was amazing to watch, and I just started skating, and I was, you know, really
yeah.
into it. And then later on, I had the pleasure of touring with Michelle, and she was a little judgmental about some of my life choices, so I decided I didn't like her as much as I thought I did. But I still think you should totally all meet your heroes. But anyway, now you and I work together, and I get to bear the brunt of all the,
I'm so sorry. You know what Michelle and I should do? We should come out with, like, a show, or we should do an interview to let people know they can let it go. So funny.
So, honey, you and I have been obsessed with and constantly talking about our raid in luggage. We are absolutely in love with it. And I have a fun story from our weekend on the train.
Ooh.
So I'm a crazy person. And when I'm on a train, I first of all get really nervous that I'm going to sleep through my stop. Second of all, I never quite know where my luggage is because there was no space above me. So I had to put it in that little vestibule area. And I just wanted to make sure it was there. But luckily, Raiden has this awesome app that connects to its suitcases that you can see when your suitcase is within 150 feet of you. So my entire trip up to Stamford, I was able to track my bag and make sure it was still in the vestibule without me standing up and being that creepy old grandmother that's like, who's on my porch? Who's cleaning my luggage?
Okay, well, I love Raiden too. So what you got to do, www.raiden, R-A-D-E-N, smart, smart.com/TNJ.
But guys, we will, I promise, we'll get back into our Stamford weekend after this.
On NBC Sports, excitement is a tradition when Arnold Palmer and the always colorful Fuzzy Zeller tee off at the Hertz Bay Hill Classic on NBC.
Yeah.
Okay, John. Yeah. Let's wrap up this weekend really quickly. My weekend was a whirlwind. Left LA on a Saturday at 2 p.m. We did a show at 3 a.m. And then I was back in LA by 12 noon Sunday morning. Or 12 noon Sunday.
Jeez.
Yes. Todd Kapp picked me up at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And Dubby came for the ride, which was very exciting. We stopped at Taco Bell.
Ew.
I know. But I get
everything
without... Well,
that was for Debbie more than anybody else.
Right. Oh, my God. This is what happened. So I get everything without meat, which is fine. Todd always looks over at me, and he's like, so you got a taco with lettuce and cheese.
Honey, if I went to a place like Taco Bell, I would definitely need to wear my diff sunglasses.
You've been wearing those mirrored ones a lot.
Yeah, I love them because I can see you, but you can't see me. You don't know how judgmental I'm being underneath these mirrored.
I like the aviators. I have all my friends hooked on them. It's because of the price point. Because
yeah, I mean,
everyone loves a designer glass, but they don't want to pay the price. So when you have to pay this price of $50 instead of $200, you're like, score.
Yeah, score. Well, I mean, some of these designers have just gotten crazy. And most sunglasses are owned by one big conglomerate. And they charge like bajillions of dollars. Like, who buys sunglasses for $1,000? Anyway, Diff is awesome because in addition to being very fashionable, very beautiful, they have a great cause. For every pair of sunglasses they sell, they donate a pair of reading glasses or medical glasses to a person in need in the developing world, which I think is awesome about them.
I agree. So go to Diff, D-I-F-F, eyewear.com. And you get the 15% off code if you put in TJDIFF.
Yeah,
so anyway, he got a quesadilla. We go home. Oh, I got my flu shot on the way home.
Oh, good.
I know. Todd didn't get one.
I don't do them either. I feel like they take
afraid.
Away my manpower.
He didn't really say, but I could tell when I was getting mine, he had to look down.
Well, do you go to a pharmacy to get them or
yes,
do you go to a doctor's office?
I go to the pharmacy.
See, I feel odd, like, to have an injection, like, for somebody to go intravenous on me when I'm sitting next to, like, bulk toilet paper and Smarties.
Oh, I feel much better. I hate doctor's offices, so that was good for me. So then we get home, and we realize that we don't have a house key.
Great.
So I have to pee. I'm sitting outside
the
door. Dubby's running around the front yard like a maniac. Todd goes and gets a key from a friend. He comes back in. We're so excited. We're going to, like, sit down. We're going to do a little wedding planning. We're going to watch TV, maybe a movie. I put his quesadilla on the table, go upstairs and change. And then when I come down, Todd asks where his quesadilla is. And then I see a wrapper on the floor.
And Dubby licking his lips.
Dubby ate the entire Taco Bell quesadilla. Gone.
I don't know how. I think it's because Dubby's so tall. Like, he can reach everything.
Yeah, I don't understand how
he can reach
that.
Your whole tray of cupcakes.
So I've learned my lesson. I put it towards the back, sort of where the cupcakes were. I think I didn't believe that he actually ate the cupcakes because I just didn't know how he could get up on the stove and then reach his paw and swipe them towards him. But he did it with the quesadilla. So now we know. No countertop anything for Dublin anymore.
No, straight into a cupboard. You need like a prepared food cupboard in your kitchen where it's like you don't mind if that cupboard
I
smells
need a dubby
weird.
Cabinet, like a dubby safe. Like, you know what's funny though? He gets he's so cute. If you say, "What did you do?" he knows that. His tail goes between his legs and he just like slinks against the opposite wall so he's not anywhere near you. And then he goes to his bed and his ears like flop over his eyes and then he like peeks out just to see if you're looking at him. And then of course we enjoy it. So we're like, "What did you do?" over and over again.
But really he does not give two shits. He does not feel bad about it at all.
Well, he does for those few minutes. Then he wants to make up immediately, and then he's back to his bad behavior.
Couple big things happened in my life in addition to my, like, renaissance into sport over the weekend. I quit Facebook.
Wow.
You just are not interested in my stories today.
Wait.
Just these half-ass responses.
I'm sorry. Wait, I've also taken aback a little bit. You just completely got off Facebook. It's done. Like, you made that decision just quickly, or was this something you've been thinking about? Tell me how you got here.
Well, I have a public Facebook, and that's managed not by me. It's managed by other people. And, you know, basically it just sort of reposts my Instagrams and Twitters. And occasionally I'll do special things for just the Facebook crowd. And there are lots of people that sit there and watch it because people love Facebook. People love, like, putting their political views and pie recipes and, like, look at my baby that's still, like, covered in you know, a slimy gelatinous goop. And, like, that just is not my thing. Like, I love my friends, but I have very few of them. And everything I need to know, I know from talking to them like real people. Like,
right.
You and I talk and have conversations and drink together. And like, that's how I like to roll with my friends. I don't want to live vicariously through an internet portal into your life. Like, if I'm going to meet your kid, I want to actually meet it. I don't want to sit here and like stare at it and be like, "Oh, smiley emoji. It's so cute." Like, it's just not me.
But you know why? Because we talked about this. It's not your own. I realized that with my goddaughter. I love, like, I find her so adorable and so cute that I think I'm like almost, and I'm not her parent, but I'm almost like that, where when she's on Snapchat or like her mom puts her on Facebook, I am so like, "Oh my God, I want to see more." When it's someone else's kid, I'm sort of like, okay, moving on.
But I mean, that's kind of like your baby.
Yes.
But what's funny about this Facebook thing is that I did it as a rebellion, because while I was married, I did not have Facebook because, you know, why? Because it's kind of like a hooky-uppy, like, you know, meet people sort of friendly thing. So I didn't need it. And then when I was done being married, I decided to get back on it. And it was a funny process because they actually, Facebook wouldn't allow me to have one because they thought I was faking it and they thought I was impersonating myself. So it took me like a month to actually get a Facebook because I had to send in like proof that I am in fact Johnny Weir. And that I was born on this day. They finally gave me one. But, like, I just couldn't handle any more of the politics stuff. And, like, I love looking at selfies of my close friends, like, when they're holding it up and they're in front of a beautiful wall. And, you know, it's just, like, a gorgeous picture of my friends. But people that are kind of, like, on the perimeter of my group or people I don't know that well, like, calm down.
Yeah, I haven't been
back
on
off.
Facebook. I'm not, I don't know.
I mean, you have a
like
personal
Like I said,
one.
As I get older, I care a lot less about
that.
Anything.
Yeah. I mean, especially Facebook. So, like, I deactivated it, and I'm kind of, like, really over it. And what's funny is that I message out to my friends, like, in the comment, not comment section, but where you, what is that thing, where you write, like, "Oh, a status update." I status updated. "Hi, guys, I hate Facebook. I'm going off of it. If you can reach me in real life, continue to reach me in real life. If you can't reach out because you
reach
have about,
Tara.
Like,
reach out to
please,
Tara
please call Tara. You have about 2 hours until I'm leaving this, I'm blowing this joint.
Say something really smart and maybe I'll change my mind.
No, but the amount of people that wrote and were like, "Sad face. We're so sad to see you go.
Aww.
Like, we're going to miss your posts." I'm like, I have at least 17 other social media portals where you can see what I'm doing. You don't know me that well. Calm down.
Exactly.
So anyway, bye, Facebook.
I know you quit Facebook, but guess what? I can't quit.
Chocolate.
And my Raiden suitcase. I
yes.
know we talk about this a lot, but I still can't get over it. I have 6 million suitcases that I've collected over the years. And what do I pull out every single time now? My Raiden.
Your Raiden.
It fits so much. And it's light. I just love it.
I love it, too. I mean, the best part about my Raiden is, first of all, it fits into my aesthetic. It's very shiny and white and clean and pure. And I can Windex it
black.
If I get it smudgy.
Do you like my matte black? I think it's super cool. Although, I want to try out the forest color. That green color is
the forest
sick.
Green's
yeah.
pretty awesome. Also, the new matte navy. It's gorgeous. All their suitcases are beautiful. They're designed by the lead designer of Beats by Dre, those awesome headphones. And the awesome thing, aside from the aesthetics of the bags that I love, is that they're so tech. They're smarter than I am, which I love. They can completely recharge your phone. They know where they
Johnny,
are.
Picking up your suitcase by the handle and your app tells you how much it weighs, life-changing. I mean, I used to have to drag out my scale and pick up my suitcase and then weigh myself and then weigh the suitcase because those little one like those crappy little things you get where you like hook it on to the end of your suitcase and it's supposed to tell you your weight.
Oh, yeah,
it's always
those
wrong.
Aren't true.
This
They're
one is
wrong.
Exact.
I mean,
so when I go to
times,
the airport, I'm like, don't worry, I know.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times that I've gone to the airport and I don't put it on a scale or anything. But the amount of times I've gone and had to like bend over and like sort through my briefs and my socks in front of people in line because my suitcase is too heavy and switch it all around and like bend and gather like a village person.
The weight of a suitcase is so annoying because I gave up on weighing it. So I just go there and wing it. And when they would say, oh, I'm sorry, you're 10 pounds overweight. And literally you have to like unpack your suitcase in front of everyone.
Yeah.
It's not cute. This app
you
is
can either
awesome.
Unpack your suitcase or pay us $1,000. With Raiden suitcases, that is a thing of the past for sure.
Also, what we should tell people, though, is it charges your phone. I mean,
or
how many times?
Any of your devices.
Yeah. How many times do you go to the airport and you're charged up and then by the time you're halfway across the country, you're losing power? Now I don't have to worry, which is kind of awesome. And I know people are sort of looking over at me as my iPhone is tucked under the handle with the blinking light. And I just think I am so much more advanced than you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always worried because usually when I'm sitting at the airport, I'm insta-stalking men that I'm going to write to and flirt with. And then I run out of power and I'm like, how am I going to call my dad to come pick me up at the airport?
No.
And with Raiden, I can just plug my phone right into it. It recharges my phone. Actually, it could recharge my phone 5 times. So that's like many hours worth of stalking men and calling my dad.
So you guys, go over to Raiden, check out these bags. Where you have to go is www.raiden.com/TNJ. Let them know we sent you.
What else is going on? I quit Facebook. I'm going to become a football player. A lot has gone down.
What else? So much has happened since I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, I just saw you yesterday and I have a whole new life plan and like am cutting the fat. Speaking of fat, I have a big performance. I am the Winter Ambassador to Bryant Park, which is like...
What a title.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hate when things sound so grand cute. Like that because it makes me feel really like cocky. I'm already cocky enough. I don't need like to be called an ambassador. But I am like the winter queen, essentially, of New York City. And I am helping...
Oh, man. Keep going.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Central Park is like, yeah, that's a park. Great. Everyone loves it. But Bryant Park is a lot more chic. And here's why. It's because I'm the queen of it.
And I am the winter queen
the winter
of
queen
New York City.
Of
and
New
the
York,
United
Nanya.
States of America.
Bow to me. So I have this big skating performance. And they put an ice rink in every winter. And it's really festive. And they put up these little kiosks with, like, different socks and mugs and occasionals and varietals and notions and things that they sell around the rink, and they have hot cocoa and people learn to skate and stuff. But I'm going to help sort of artistically produce a few things for them through the winter, and I'm going to skate in a few of the shows,
nice.
3 of them to be exact. But my first one is tomorrow, and tomorrow would be Tuesday in our time. It's tomorrow in podcast time. It was yesterday already. But I have to go up and I have to perform. And because of how busy you and I are, like I haven't had a lot of time to skate. My new skates aren't broken in because they use some sort of like dinosaur leather to make the outsides of them. And they won't break down. They won't crease. So it's like wearing ski boots and casts at the same time trying to jump. Plus I'm fat. And here's the thing with my diet. I wanted to start a cayenne pepper lemon cleanse last week after Chicago because we ate so much pasta. that night. And like, I just really wanted to start that. But then I started and I don't have the same mindset as when I was younger. And I would diet like that before when I would just kind of completely cut out food altogether so that I could spin fast. I'm older now and I don't care.
And have no willpower.
No
Welcome
willpower.
To so, my world. I should have oatmeal. I'm going to go with the donut.
No, speaking of.
Pumpkin spice injected in? Sure.
Great. Give me white mocha just directly shot into my nostril.
Extra whipped cream.
Could I please snort that cocoa powder? So anyway, like the day three of my cleanse, like I'd eaten, I did the cleanse in the morning and then I cleansed at lunchtime, had a coffee, and then I would eat like a sensible dinner, full on like slim fast from the early 90s sort of schedule. And that's what worked for me. Actually, completely closing my mouth entirely back in the day is what worked for me. But now it's a little bit different. So my dad has started to call my stomach an inner tube, which is really helpful to my diet and my quest. So he's like, how's your tube today? And I'm like, well, it still moves when I walk. So, but anyway,
jiggle.
Day three of this cleanse.
Also, we're laughing. You couldn't have a jiggle jiggle anywhere. Let's be real. know it deep down, but go on.
I know it deep down, but like I just don't feel good. And to skate and stuff, it's hard
to
like.
Skate is never fun because you just feel like, ugh.
Well, it hurts. Like you can feel every half pound coming down on those jumps, and it hurts really bad to be heavier. And so day three of this cleanse last week, I don't think I shared this with you, but I was just so just like no willpower, starving. So it was like day three, a little bit like that mid-afternoon time when you get hungry moods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
like
I went into Starbucks.
To
6. Yeah. I went into
or
Starbucks.
Sometimes, you know, 10 a.m. till 9 p.m.
Well, mine usually hits at like.
Always hungry.
Mine Hashtag usually hits around hungry. Like 3, 4 when I start to get lightheaded from hunger. But that's me. I stand up to pee. It's a little bit different than you. But I was having no willpower, and I went into Starbucks to get like my afternoon coffee with milk in it because I was like, oh, well, this will be super helpful
with
to get
side
me
of
at least
venti
through dinner
frappuccino
time.
Extra whip.
Nope. Worse. So I ordered my thing there, and I don't like frappuccinos because it's a glorified milkshake. But at one of my local Starbucks, there's a fresh-made donut shop across the alley from it. And this fresh-made donut shop, it's like pre-made donuts that they warm up in hot oil and then they ice with whatever you need it iced with, whether it's maple with bacon in it or coconut and vanilla or strawberry with cinnamon sugar on top. Like, they can pretty much do anything. They can raise your child and they can get you fat. And I decided, like, there was a long line at Starbucks, so I'd order and then go back over there just to kind of smell inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to me ordering 4 donuts, sitting in my car, crying and eating at the same time, going, like, it was a full, terrible diet moment with no sense of self, no sense of strength. And I'm forever embarrassed by it.
I love that.
Yeah, so I haven't eaten for a while except for that chicken tender and
my
ass.
Goodness. I feel like when I go to the grocery store, I even talked to Todd Cap this morning about it, and I was like, let's get some, you know, let's make something. Let's have some healthy foods. And I don't know,
something.
But the problem is every time I go, I walk out with the same 6 things, and he comes home and he's like, oh, you find anything? Nope. Got you some 2% milk. Like, that's where it goes.
Mommy will help you. If I ever have to live in California for some reason, I will go to the grocery store for all of us.
I love
mommy
the grocery
knows
store.
How to do, it.
Do you like, if I go, I want to fully commit. If I'm being like, if I'm having a really quick, fast day, I want to be quick and fast in the grocery store. But on a normal day, if I am, you know, have the luxury of a little bit more time, I like to go up and down every aisle.
Oh, yeah. It's like going to Neiman's.
Yes. I enjoy it. It's sort of like, I love a CVS. I could spend 6 hours and walk out with like $600 worth of things at CVS because
easy.
They just have so many options. And you're like, well, why was I ever using that other deodorant? This one looks fancy and new. And it's, you know, you press a button and this happens. And Wow.
This is a brand new scent of corn remover.
This razor looks like so much fun and it has such a great name. Like, you ever, the razor names always get me. You ever see, like, maybe for women it's different, but they're always like really strange.
Remember
names.
Who your target audience is right now, which is me? Right. Do you know the name of women's razors? I have to shave my delicates like everyone else. I've got a nipple hair right now that could rule China. It just needs shaved off. Anyway, continue.
Anyways, I was just saying I just really enjoy it. You know what? Speaking of the women that listen to our podcast, I feel like we should like have an extra little like segment. Wouldn't it be fun? But I guess it's not live. But maybe we could still get people sort of like calling in and asking us questions or something fun like that. What do you think of that?
I like that idea. I don't want to interview people, as we've already discussed, because dinner party of two, Tara and Johnny.
Yeah, no. I'm picturing them on their way to drop their kids off. They come up with, like, a great funny story or a question, and that's what I would like.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get a new phone. We have to get, like, a phone number that people can call. We can definitely work on that. And guys, if you like that idea, definitely reach out to us on social media. Honey, last week, you know how we always joke that there's like one or two men that listen to this podcast?
Yes.
There was a whole slew on the Tara and Johnny Twitter page that came through and was like, yo, I'm a dude.
See,
yo, bro, I'm a dude
you.
And I listen.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so excited. But none of them have reached out to you dating, right?
I wonder what they like. Maybe we should ask them, and we can talk about those subjects for them as well.
Yeah,
or
guys,
maybe they're just like into it. I love this. Dudes, keep listening.
Dudes. Yo, bruh. Respect, bruh. thanks for listening to us, dude, men. Yeah, so I was really excited about that. But you know what, guys? We're getting close to the end, so I have to kind of shamelessly plug our next work with NBC. Because NBC owns part of this podcast and because we love our jobs. So this weekend we are covering the Cup of Russia, which is the third event in the Grand Prix series. You've already heard us talk about Skate America and Skate Canada. Cup of Russia is the third. And yes, I am in fact the only American single skater that has ever won the Cup of Russia. And that is a fact. So I'm really proud of it. I may
queen
not have an Olympic
the winter.
The queen. Hello, I'm Queen of Winter, Queen of Russia. And now Queen Courtesan of New York City and Bryant Park. So Queen of Russia here. And it's going to be on Sunday, November 6th, which is this Sunday, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern on NBCSN. And we're covering the action from Moscow. Big rivalries, if you are a skating fan, between Javier Fernandez, who's the Spanish reigning world champion, versus Shoma Uno, who just won Skate America that we love. And there should be a fight for the top spot among three Russian ladies. And they're all really good. So you guys should tune in.
Exactly. Johnny, I have a funny story for you.
Give it to me. And then we've got to end because we've taken up a lot of people's time. Everyone on your treadmills, keep running. Run faster.
Okay. So I just got a text as I'm sitting here from my dad. My mom texted me this morning.
I really like when you pay attention when we're working.
So listen. So my mom texted me this morning. She's like, you know, your father. Period. She goes, I just don't know what's wrong with him. He's just no fun. She said, I sent him a Halloween bitmoji this morning.
Which
saying,
I'm sure daddy loves.
Happy Halloween. And she goes, he wrote back two words. Thank you. And that's it. Thank you. Like you send a bitmoji and about Halloween, like happy Halloween. And he writes back like, thank you. So I just sent him earlier one, two to see what his response was. And it just came through on my phone. Thank you. Period. Like, well, what's wrong with him?
First, daddy's busy. Daddy's at work. Daddy goes into an office.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's a gem. And you know what? I also, like, when you send me bitmojis, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. But I don't always feel the need to, like, write back because you've sort of just said it all in the bitmoji.
But again, I guess sometimes, like, do just full conversations.
Wait, did I hear you just call Todd Cap TK?
You did. I know. All the podcast listeners know him as Todd Cap.
Well, that's his Insta handle.
It is. And you call him Todd Cap. And because you call him Todd Cap, I call him Todd Cap a lot. But at home, we might have other nicknames for each other.
Well, I mean, now you have to share it with everybody.
Yeah. So TK. TK. You know, his initials.
That's Todd Cap.
Right.
And what does he call you?
Birdie.
A birdie?
Birdie.
Why?
I don't know how it started, but but that's how it goes. And he calls me Birdie. And then, like, when we're texting, we have a thing where he's like, Birdie? And I'm like, Birdie here. So, yeah, Birdie and TK. But you know what's so crazy? I hate this conversation I'm having right now. A year ago, I would have said, like, if I overheard this conversation about TK and Birdie, I would literally want to punch the person. I'd be like,
right in the balls.
Just, you're annoying. And here I am. Well, hope you guys still like me.
Guys, as we end this podcast, I need to remind you all because, you know, it's still not enough. This podcast will die. It will die like a cactus in the desert if you do not subscribe to this.
Johnny.
We need what?
Calm down. I don't think it's that dire.
Okay. You know what, guys? Tara's right. We have like...
people are listening. Okay. So this is the thing.
We get hundreds of thousands of listens.
This is why I'm saying it's not dire because I'm afraid... from what happened when we said this last week, that everyone got really nervous and upset, which I thought was very cute, that our podcast may go away. But we were sort of just kidding and saying that because we really do want subscriptions.
We want you guys to subscribe to our podcast because it helps us live. It makes it easier for you as well. But, it helps the podcast live on.
Right. So subscribe.
So definitely subscribe. As always, you can follow us on our social media platforms at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny, which is our joint venture. And we're super thankful to you all. And we really do love entertaining you and letting you peek into our silly, busy, crazy, insane lives.
Yes, I really want people to like let us know when they're listening. I say this every time, but last week we got one about a mom taking her kids to school with a really funny story, and I really enjoyed that. So I'd like some feedback from you guys.
We definitely do like feedback. We want to hear from you on our social media pages. We want to hear from you by hook or by crook. Anyway, you can send us a carrier pigeon. Just be like, hey, bruh, I'm one of the guys right now, honey.
Oh, the guys. Okay, what do you think they want?
I think they want like Megan Fox in a bra to appear on our show.
Okay.
That's what I think of when I think of that, like dudes listening to us.
Okay.
But, and I love it. Like they say it like, I'm a total hetero dude, bruh. And I listen. So those sorts of things we really love.
We like, do. I love that all the dudes started writing us. That was really fun.
Thank you for rising up, dude, man. But in any event, until next week, we really, really love you. We're so thankful to you. And I am so thankful that we now have 6.39 billion listeners. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I know, bruh.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.